Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. It was a down Monday, and this update's brought to you by Sector Spider. ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit SectorSPDRS.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. Stocks fell after auto manufacturers reported worse than expected U.S. sales for March. The S&P 500 index fell 3 points to 2358, down 0.2%. Dow Industrials down 13, a drop of 0.1%. NASDAQ down 17, a drop of 0.3%. The 10-year up 18 30 seconds with a yield of 2.32%. Gold up 370 the ounce to 1254, up 0.3%. And West Texas Intermediate crude oil down 0.6%, down 31 cents a barrel to $50.29. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Yes, indeed. Charlie Pellett with a Bloomberg Business News Flash. You are listening to Bloomberg Radio.
And in my heart, you will remain forever young.
Yeah, this is about kind of staying young in your brain, I'm thinking, and then some. He's known for creating bulletproof coffee, living his life through biohacking. He's out with a second book this month. It's called Headstrong. Let's bring in Dave Asprey. He's CEO of Bulletproof Coffee, founder and chief executive officer of Bulletproof Coffee, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio, joining me and Danny Berger. Nice to have you here. Welcome back.
Yeah. So happy to be back.
Tell us about, because, you know, it's funny, Danny and I both read, I think it was a story that I think Bloomberg Businessweek did a couple of years ago, and I think our digital team did a story on you, and how you came to create Bulletproof Coffee. For those who don't know, explain what it is.
I was a tech entrepreneur in Silicon Valley, and I'd hit 300 pounds, so about 100 pounds of fat that I didn't need. And my brain started dysfunctioning before I was 30. I said, I've got to do something about this. So I spent,
what do you mean your brain was dysfunctioning?
I mean, I couldn't remember what happened in meetings to the point I bought disability insurance because wow. I was worried. And no doctor could seem to help. So I ended up spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and 15 years hacking my biology and increasing my IQ and having more energy in my mid-40s than in my mid-20s.
Dave, what does that mean, hacking your biology?
To hack something, you don't need to know everything about it. You just need to know enough to get in and change it. That's what I needed to do to my brain and to the rest of my biology. And that's what I write about now.
Mm. Well, talk to us about this book and what you're trying to do and kind of share with other people.
About 10% of your body weight is your battery system. Just like your cell phone has a battery, you have one. And it's called your mitochondria. And it comes from these ancient bacteria that are distributed throughout your body that give you the power to do everything you do. They're in charge. So Headstrong is about, what do you do so that this power system will make more power for you to do whatever you want to do? How do you turn up the efficiency or just have more raw energy? Because when you do that, everything you do feels easier, including business, including home, including just not flipping off the guy in traffic in front of you. Like whatever you wanted to do, you can do it.
So how do you do it? How do you kind of amp up the mitochondria?
You teach your body to burn fat for energy because, this is funny, calories are how we measure energy. If you can burn high-energy food, you'll have more energy. And if you're trying to live off kale and twigs, you're going to be low energy. That's just how it works.
Now, you say teach your body. I'm guessing I can't just talk to myself and tell it to ramp that up. So break it down for us. What does that actually look like on the ground? What can I do to make that difference?
One of the first things you can do is you can have bulletproof coffee for breakfast. Mm. And the reason you do this is that it raises your fat-burning molecules called ketones. And it's made with lab-tested coffee, brain octane oil, and grass-fed butter. And when you do this, you feel an immediate difference within just a few minutes, and your brain turns on in a way that says, oh, now I have enough energy. And that lets you focus. And there are other things in this book that take a minute or two a day, like changing your sleep environment or doing something different in the shower where you have a brief period of cold water exposure that burns calories the rest of the day and changes the energy efficiency in your whole body.
This kind of reminds me of there's this MIT professor who went onto a trading floor and tracked everyone's pulse, and he kind of called it hacking into the body to see how people were performing. Now, I know this is different than, you know, just strapping devices onto people, but have you had any sort of interest from different companies and coming in and saying, hey, look at what we're doing. How can we adjust and make our employees perform better?
I have had that interest. In fact, at my own company, we take our employees through advanced neurofeedback training, and 15 of my top people have been through the 40 years of Zen brain training program, which is a $15,000 5-day intensive program for changing the way your brain works.
So it sounds like your office is pretty zen.
It's pretty zen, but it's got a lot of devices strapped to people as well, because it makes you a better human being, not just a better employee. So these are permanent changes you make to your awareness that you can take home with you and that you take with you for the rest of your life. So it's a really meaningful upgrade.
Dave, I do feel like we're in an era where people, I said this to you before we got going, that people are really looking at the food and what we put into our body and the impact it has, and that it can make a difference, whether it's on your gut health or on your brain. What's the science, though? I'm thinking of some of our listeners who are going to, you know, send me an email and say, well, what's the science behind this? How can we tell with what you're talking about that it really does make a difference?
Well, there are thousands of references about why it makes a difference, but the easiest thing to do is you try it once, and it's not a small difference I'm talking about here. It's pretty big. The other thing is, we actually do testing. I tested Bulletproof Coffee on 5 of 6 measures of short-term executive function. People scored better, statistically significantly better, when they were drinking the lab-tested mold-free coffee and using Bulletproof instead of just using this sort of untested coffee that's out there.
There was a difference. Where are you going with all of this? Because you've been around for a few years now.
Bulletproof reaches about 10 million people a month with information about how to have more control of your own biology. And the idea there is, no one told me this when I was young and fat and struggling, and I felt like I had the accelerator all the way to the floor and my car was slowing down. There's no reason that should have happened to me. The knowledge has always been there. It's just not evenly distributed. So my job is to test the crazy stuff, figure out what works, understand why, and then make it accessible and affordable for millions of people.
Now, Dave, I'm looking at some of these things you brought. So right. I see one of them, we got a fudge brownie, some powder. So what exactly do these different foods, and how would I go about using them?
Sure. The Bulletproof collagen bars, or the fudge brownie thing you see, are
you
protein
had me
bars.
At fudge brownie.
Yep.
They taste amazing, but when you eat one of these things, it's designed to turn up your energy and turn off food cravings. So you can have 100 calories of sugary whatever, and an hour later you'll be hangry and you'll want another one. Or you can have one of these and hours later realize you forgot to have lunch. And the idea is, when you create food, it's all about how you feel. It's not about how cheap is it, and it's not about how flavorful is it, because that's why we ended up with corn syrup and MSG and everything, because that's all the industry's ever paid attention to. What I care about is, how does the food make you feel and perform? And that's what matters.
There are so many different, I feel like, diets out there, or suggested diets out there. Is this a complement to some of the stuff that's out there already, or in contrast to it?
The Bulletproof diet was pretty revolutionary. It introduced the idea of cyclical ketosis, and it sold 500,000 copies in 10 languages and really changed the lives of lots of people. We've had 48 million cups of Bulletproof coffee sold last year. There isn't something like that. If you were to draw a universe, there's paleo,
right,
and this high-fat, low-carb sort of thing, or ketogenic diets, but the Bulletproof diet is very different, because the first principle is, stop doing what makes you weak and then do what makes you strong. Most other diets just tell you to eat more of something or less of something else, but the idea that certain things make you weak is missed.
Right. I love that you've sold this book you're selling this in different languages. Is there any market besides the U.S. where this is pretty big?
I hit number one bestseller in Japan without having been there in a while. So I ended up flying to Japan to meet fans there. But it was a complete surprise. It just caught on because of the mental clarity that comes with it.
Mm. What's your end game? Are you planning to go public at some point?
Well, we're venture-backed. We've raised our Series A from Trinity Ventures off of Sand Hill Road. And so once you're on the venture fundraising thing, you're definitely looking to figure out how you can have the greatest impact. I've learned over the course of 20 years in Silicon Valley, you build a company to last without planning to sell it or anything else. We're building a sustainable company that can sell billions of dollars worth of stuff that makes people better.
Great to check in with you again. Good luck with everything. Dave Asprey, he's founder, chief executive officer at Bulletproof Coffee in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. The book is Headstrong. It's out. Check it out, everybody. Ed Baxter, Bulletproof Coffee for you or what?
Hey, food is fuel.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This is Sherry. How Americans Got Left Behind in the Global Economy. Bloomberg Best coming up right around the corner. Carol?
All right. Looking forward to that. Ed Baxter with Bloomberg Best. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Danny Berger, thank you so much. This is